Good afternoon. My name is Takejiro Takabayashi, and I'm representing JPX today. And I was IX SIG on APNIC 19 Kyoto, and it's update from APNIC 19. Start from history of JPIX. There was a IX NSP XP2 in Japan, and there were actually we were commercial IX, and there was a need for the commercial IX because there is only one IX named it's a academic IX named NSP XP2, and then we became the couple major ISPs in Japan get together and made a joint venture. And we started out as a commercial with 24 hours support. And we have those collocation service and offering cable service within the KDDI Otemachi building, where the, I think the most of the traffics are in Japan. Okay, and the services we are offering is that we're offering the ports. We're pure layer 2 IX and 10 gigi port, giga ethernet port, fast ethernet, and we started at the link aggregation, and we don't have any 10 gig aggregation people, but we does have the link aggregation. And service type, remote access, because we're distributed, but there's still not all the customers, the ISPs, have access to our switch data center where our switch is located. So we accepting those ISPs router connection by remotely. It could be dark fiber, it could be Ethernet, or it could be ATM, but ATM is almost gone. And collocation service, it's a rack. We offering rack service with eyes and hand service, and it's duplicating in-house cabling too. And we have a standalone IPv6 IX service. It says service, but it's only experimental. And we have started this on January 2002, and it's free if you have IPv4 port with us. And there's only fast Ethernet for this service, and traffic's not that much. And we have 16 ISPs are connected to this switch. And optional service is a value added, and it almost like Mr. Ishii was saying, is almost same as JP9 Pass. And we have one difference is, I guess, the MLPA with route server exchanging service, which just reflects the prefixes that connects to our route servers. And also we have another type of the route server, which makes you which gives you the, not statistics, but you can confirm your prefixes, which you're announcing is matches IRR or not. We have RIPE and RADV replicated. And so once you can make peer with this route server, you can check your prefixes. And we also have NTP server and NTP server, and this traffic statistics graph is just a SNMP counters graph. And new features we are presenting is the traffic analysis tool, which uses the SLOW, and it's similar to peer watcher of the JPNAPS, which they are services traffic viewer. And that looks something like this, and looks totally similar to the Epin apps. Okay. And we have been distributed, expanded to some of the site because of we could go out and get, since we were only located at Otemachi building, many customers had to have dedicated line or expensive lines to get into the JPIX. So what we did was to get distributed, and like it says over here, we have 5 sites right now, and 2 at Nagoya and Osaka. And as you can see, JPIX Osaka is standalone, and other sites are connected each other. And a couple sites are link aggregated with 10 gigis, and a couple are aggregated with gigabit ports. And we use dark fibers connection. And basically, network configuration is just like star, cascaded. And we don't use any STPs or anything. Just cold standby. I mean, not cold standby, but hot cold standby, you say. Power is always on, but the cable is not connected. And this is how it works, how it looks. This is a simple diagram of the remote access. And we used to use those, I don't know what generation they are, but which doesn't carry 10 gigi traffic, I mean 10 gigi port, and we start using the, well, I think, it says September 2003, we start using those 10 gig, I mean, we start offering the 10 gig port with 4 SAN switches, and it's running fine, I guess. Not too much problem. We're seeing some, but. And here's our traffic volume right now. It's on the metropolitan area in Nagoya. It's in and out, and 64 gig right now, as of February 20th, sorry. And we have number of customers of around 110. And port ratio says that most of the customers are gigis, but around 10% are 10 gigs. Actually, we have 17 10 gig customers, so port density of the switch is really, we need a lot of port density, actually. And that's about it. Any questions?
Any question?
Steve Baxter from Pipe again. Would there be any traffic in common with the JPNAP presentation before? They had their bandwidth graph and your bandwidth graph. I mean, is there any commonality in there, or are there common peers that would be amongst those bandwidth numbers?
You mean the this
that
slide?
One there. Yeah, it's probably a co-question for the other chap from JPNAP as well. But, I mean, is there much commonality in your customers to their customers?
I guess so.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's just growing and growing.
No, I realise that. I was just wondering the effect of, you know, of only one, for example. So,
Mike Hughes, Lynx. One thing that's interesting is both you and JPNAP with your S-Flow tools, what's the back-end database you're using with that? Is it just RRD or something else?
For S-Flow, you mean?
Yeah.
The SQLs.
You're using SQL. Because we've been working on that, and one thing we found was we were being constrained by disk IO quite badly. Our network, something like 15, 16 switches and a lot of traffic. What sample rate are you using on the switches?
Actually, Full Stand has doing very good job.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, back off. Okay, we're using, I forget the number, but 16-something-something. It's it's doubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
doubles, yeah, doubles, yeah. Doubles. It's every time it's doubles. Right. Yeah, right.
And I don't get the exact number, but if it increases, the sampling rate, I mean, the sampling rate can't handle the AC couldn't handle the sampling rate. Mm-hmm. It just ultimately back off.
So it's not a static sampling rate. It's a variable sampling rate.
Right now, it's not. But actually, the sampling, the software, mm-hmm. our software can figure out. It's not actually. It's just only a samples.
Yeah.
So actually, we don't really matter. Actually.
Okay. Last question. Sorry.
Sorry. It's a quick statement. I thought I'd get my plug in for EuroX. There's 28 ASNs that appear at JPEGs and JPNAP. If you're wondering about the, if you go to the EuroX website, you can see these sort of details.
Yes. Thank you, sir. We joined the EuroX on February. So.
Okay. Thank you, Takahashi-san.